Just last year, the UN declared Iceland the best country to live in. Today, it's the latest place to feel the shock of banks gone sour. Iceland took over its second largest bank and moved to prop up its sliding currency today. Icelandic banks' interests stretch round the world. Laura Lynch reports from London, where the long arm of Iceland's financial investments touches even Britain's favorite toy store.
A toy soldier beats his drum standing sentry inside the huge Hamleys toy store on Regent Street in the heart of London. Hamleys is owned in part by an Icelandic investment group and is also backed by Icelandic banks. Today, the Prime Minister of Iceland, Geir Horta, announced those banks will have to sell off foreign assets like Hamleys and bring the much-needed money back home.
What we are doing here is saving a banking system, saving the domestic banking system, and making sure that it can function properly. That is not a cost, that is a benefit.
The government avoided it by suspending trading in bank shares, halting some bank withdrawals, and passing laws giving it powers to stave off even more of a meltdown. Tiny Iceland has been flying high for years on the back of its banking industry. But economist Richard Fortas of the London Business School says the crisis isn't the only reason to care about what's happening in the tiny nation.
They have a standard of life and a quality of life and institutions that is exceptionally high among Western countries. So we should care about what happens to Iceland, partly because it is, in some ways, a model country.
But the model had some big flaws. Iceland stayed out of the European Union and hung on to its own currency. That, says Fortas, was a huge mistake.
For a very small country like this, with substantial international activities, to try to run its own tiny currency, as it were, is a mistake. This is fundamentally unstable. And you saw that as households and some firms took out loans in foreign currency, in particular euros. So to some extent, the domestic currency was already being displaced.
Now those domestic borrowers are in big trouble. But the country's problems are claiming other potential victims far beyond its icy shores. British depositors holding accounts in the online Icelandic bank called IceSave can't get their money out, and Iceland isn't guaranteeing their deposits. Michael Davis had tens of thousands of dollars tied up in IceSave, and he won't get it all back.
Had we been able to get money out, we would have taken it out. But we're stuck now, and I'm due to lose a significant amount of my retirement pension savings. So we're deeply worried. I've lost about two nights' sleep worrying about it.
Back in the toy store, there's a familiar tune playing over the loudspeaker above shelves of stuffed tigers, giraffes, and lions. The party is over in Iceland, and its people may be ready to embrace the message in the music. Forget about your worries and look for the bare necessities. After all, it might be all they can afford. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.